From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and a very good morning on this momentous day. Around the racetracks and stables of the world, there will be extra rations for the horses and maybe a little something for the people within the thoroughbred industry. Yes, it is the 1st of August and the official birthday of thoroughbred horses. Many other keepers of horses also celebrate this rollover day, so it's a bit like the Mother's Day or Father's Day for all equines. Now to another matter, which is somewhat concerning to the future of our pursuit of amateur radio. You will remember the flurry of excitement and angst that went through our number when a long-standing arrangement of reciprocity with our US cousins was turned on its head. I refer to the treaty arrangements whereby holders of Australia and US amateur licences could apply for reciprocal licences when living in the other country. To put some context on this, the capacity to sit and apply and be granted a licence from the FCC became a reality when a group of holders of US licences became authorised to conduct tests in Australia. There has been a consistent uptake of people using this facility in order to operate within the US itself, either in person or remotely. Some people that I am aware of actually went from an Australian Foundation licence accreditation through to a US extra level, and then applied via the Australian Maritime College for an upgraded VK licence using the Recognition of Prior Learning, the RPL procedure that was laid down at the time. Suddenly this pathway was scuppered by the Australian regulator, making it necessary to sit a local assessment to continue to use the amateur bands after 12 months. As I said, this was a treaty which gave the rights to reciprocal licensing to people from each jurisdiction. Last week, my copy of the WIA House magazine, Amateur Radio, arrived, and it was then that I read the two-page spread of Over to You, a letter to the editor by a correspondent who provided documentation supporting his statements, but who had his personal details withheld from publication. This letter is printed on pages 47 and 48 of the magazine, and if you haven't already read it, I would recommend that you take some time and go over it. The main gist of this letter is that the procedures for RPL have been amended and no longer follow the previously published criteria posted on the AMC website. There is now the possibility that a verbal exam or viva can be conducted by an AMC assessor, either in person or over the phone. The writer points out that this amounts to a form of examination duplication, which is obviously not the usual procedure for a registered training organisation. The writer of the letter quotes correspondence from the ACMA manager in June of this year, in which the matter is effectively duck-shoved under the table. One of the options floated by the ACMA was to have assessments conducted by an RTO. Amateurs rejected that choice, and now we have a level of inconsistency being applied, it seems, by both the ACMA and the AMC. A level of inconsistency which stands the chance of destabilising the stability of international relations established over decades in managing amateur radio affairs. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.